Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, bro, you want me to pick you up? I'm picking a bottle up right now and grabbing your steak and heading home. We're watching this game 3 about to come on.
Man, I'm just not really feeling this shit today, man. I gotta call my homie. I need to touch somebody, man, for real.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm falling.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get it real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Happy 4th of July holiday. We made it to see another one, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So good morning. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, you standing back there in the back and the other one with the drink in the hand. Good morning to everybody. Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. You know what I'm saying? It's so much better on the West, but on the West right now, it's hot as hell. I could give a damn what anybody is saying. It is hot as fuck out here. You know what I'm saying? I sweated so much last night, it was a silhouette in my bed and shit. It was like a you ever see them chalk outlines and shit? Oh my God, I think I just sweated away at least 4 or 5 pounds. Oh Lord have mercy, help me. And then on top of that, I get into the studio this morning. Oh, and the air is out. Oh my God. It is supposed, it's going to be 103 today. Now, yesterday was like 111, 110 we got up to. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's crack prices. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's, oh my God, that's hell on earth. You know what I'm saying? Not even on earth, on earth. We down here on earth. So everybody make sure you stay hydrated. Everybody make sure you try and stay in the house. I got to get the hell out of this studio once we get done with this radio show, because I'm not about to sit up here and bake like a baked potato and this and the other. But we got a special guest in here, and I don't know if she's going to come up in here because it's hot as hell and everything like that. She already been talking about, oh, it's so hot out here, y'all. It's so hot. We got the travel diva up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Everything for all your travel tips, to all your travel problems. There's a lot of travel stuff going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting stranded and everything like that there. You know what I mean? But she's going to be able to tell you about how to kind of bypass that and this, that, and the other. If you follow her travel tips and listen to her, you can also get to where you need to go in a timely fashion without getting stranded. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she'll be on today. And, of course, you know I got to bring in the player partner, the big homie from out there in Texas doing his damn thing, Mr. TNG. What's going on, big player? Well, I guess, Okay, get out of here. All y'all, get out. Because it's too many of y'all up in here clapping and shit, this, that, and the other. I told you, 3 people can come in and you bring in 9. We're not about to do this today. It's too hot. It is too damn hot to be doing this today, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. I don't know where my partner is. TNG, you there? He probably didn't, oh, hell, he been out partying again and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So listen, y'all, we going to keep the show moving and grooving and pushing and everything. You got your boy up in here doing the damn thing. Hit us up at 563-999-3639. You know what I'm saying? That's 563-999-3639. Press the 1 button. If you got a question for the travel diva, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, she's bringing in the topic this morning. Travel problems. There's a lot of travel problems going on. Of course, you know, I am a travel agent myself. You know what I'm saying? This is my travel partner. We go all the way back to the 313. So shout out to everybody out there in Detroit. Shout out everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? On the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Because she running shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to mess with her that y'all mess with. Trelo, I've been telling y'all about her for what, the last 2-3 weeks or something like that there and everything. Trelo, she's right there on Facebook. Make sure you hit her up. You know what I'm saying? Let her know that I heard about you on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, and I want to book some travel, or I want to learn how to become a travel agent, or I just, you know, wanted to get some travel quotes and things like that. She does it all. Okay? So y'all make sure that y'all hit her up. Let her know, you know what I'm saying, that you're trying to travel, because it's too hot to be sitting in the house right now. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting into her in just a little bit. But like I say, y'all make sure, because we still got that heat alert. Right now, it is 9:09 a.m. out here on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? It's already 90 degrees at 9 o'clock in the damn morning. Now, this ain't nothing new out here.
out here on the west, out here in Las Vegas. It get hot as hell out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just that type of heat that creep up on your ass and shit. When it's here, it's here. It's like, hey, I'm hot, and this, that, and the other. So check this out. That quick, and I told y'all it was 9:09 a.m. out here, and it was 90 degrees. No, I am mistaken. It is 93 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3639 if you got something to say to the Travel Diva. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to try this again because I'm pretty sure my man should be back by now, and this, that, and the other, and everything. So is TNG in the building? He ain't in the building. You got your boy Van Van West Coast coming to you live and direct. I keep telling y'all, this is a live show. You never know what the hell may happen on this show. So listen, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Then we're going to be right back, and we're going to be bringing on the Travel Diva, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even going to play with y'all this morning or anything like that, Dan. I ain't going to play with him. You know what I mean? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all, coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back, okay?
Think it's a game. Oh, daddy, 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 try to draw me with a case, but you know I had to say that I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did.
Coin, where you at? At the top of the loft, nigga, I say.
What?
I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. It's in the club, and a nigga did it poppin'. In that hoe, she wanna free drinks, and a bitch to get up off it. I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hat short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flying. When I landed, boy, I walked in. $1,000 on your bill, wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip, I ain't got a flip, but I got it, ooh, 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 ooh. Get that old some mix, she gon' wanna stay, every nigga in the set, and now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
How much you made?
$100,000, just in 2 days. I don't fuck with niggas, cause they two-faced.
I swear.
I only fuck with bitches for their two-faced.
The talk, nigga.
Vicious. I ain't worried about no nukes. Know that bitch you got a stack, and she always got my back. So I love that shit the most.
I do.
I'm her big dog and she my cat, and she love it front or back. Call her green cause she on green.
Like,
I wear glasses cause I know these niggas watching. They mad cause they cannot stop me. But stopping ain't not an option. I can't help it cause I got it. Don't waste time, I got shit, watch it. Talking Rolex, yeah, I bought them. Now I'm at the top, started from the bottom. Then I walked in, 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh. $1,000 on your bill, wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip, I ain't got a flip, but I got it, ooh, 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 ooh. Get that hoe some mix, she gon' wanna sit, every nigga in the set, and now she screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see if my man is in the house. Yo, TNG, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. You must have had your phone on mute or something like that.
No,
that
I was
but it's
talking
good
to
have you
the whole time, but we here.
It's good to have you. We couldn't hear you. We couldn't hear you, my brother. If that was the case, we'd
I think
we'd
I was muted, though.
You know? Well, I you know, so my thing is this. We having a good time this morning, and this and the other, man. What's going on down on your end?
Man, I'm doing good. It is hot as your ass is, though. We 84. Our high going to be 94, so we looking good for this 4th of July.
I got my meat marinated,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Kids ain't bugging me yet for fireworks. I already told them we go. When we go, we go.
Right.
Everything's good. Lord,
well,
woke us up, so
good.
I'm here.
That's good, my brother. That's good. Yeah, it's hot. It's hell out here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I mean? And everybody around the world is dealing with the heat. Yeah, without a doubt, man. I'm burning the hell up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep on going.
That nigga said no blanket on top of the covers.
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? In my birthday suit, you know what I'm saying? And shit. So,
man.
I mean, it's that hot. It is that hot out here. When you get home, you get in the shower. You strip butt ass nigga. You get in the shower. You bring your body temperature down. You drink. I've been drinking
cold showers.
So much ice water and cold water. Staying away from pop and sugar. You know, a lot of tea. Tea with no sugar in it and things, because you have to replenish your bodies and your electrolytes and your acolytes.
You gotta get some salt in
your system. And then smoking Northern Lights and everything like that. There, you know what I'm saying. So big shout out to everybody that's out there dealing with this heat, because there's some record-ass heat going on all around the world. But today is the 4th of July, so everybody make sure you drive to arrive alive and everything. Drink responsibly and everything. Don't be out there drinking and figuring, oh, yeah, I want to drive now because you're feeling good and all of that. Get them keys up to somebody else. Let somebody else that ain't been driving.
Out,
let your girl drive.
They're waiting for you.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, check this out. I know we got short, limited amount of time because it's hot as hell up in here. This morning, we got the Travel Diva coming on and everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And she's going to be talking about travel, booking travel, traveling right now. Traveling is a freaking mess all over the world and everything. And she's going to try and help us figure out some of these travel problems and stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, she goes by the name of Trelo, you know what I'm saying, the Travel Diva, you know what I mean? You can look her up on Facebook, you can find her. She is not hard to find, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, we go way back to the 313. So with no further ado, let's bring her on the show, y'all. Show her that Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show love, y'all, to Trelo.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys hear me loud and clear.
Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
You locked in.
Okay, I am Trelo, the Travel Diva, straight out of the 313 Detroit, Michigan.
Hold on. Y'all get the hell up out of here.
Okay.
Wait a minute, sweetie. Get out of here.
They don't know how to be quiet sometimes.
They don't know how to be quiet. Yeah. And shit. They up in here drinking up my water and shit. And then y'all get the fuck up. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Travel Diva. All right, then. My bad, sweetie, and everything. Welcome to the show. We've been waiting for you
to get on
the show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my name is Fat Man West Coast. You know who I am. And, of course, we got – who are you? Lily, introduce yourself. Man.
I'm TNG, a.k.a. Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Nice to meet you, Ms. Trelo.
Well, thank you. Thank you again, you guys, for having me on your Wake Your Ass the Morning Show. I appreciate you guys having me on. Again, I am Trelo, the Travel Diva, straight out of 313 Detroit, Michigan, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in the travel industry since 2016, and when I tell you it's better than amazing, this has been one of the best decisions I have made in my life. I was already traveling before I got introduced to the travel business, so it only made sense for me to travel and then come home to get a paycheck. So that was a win-win situation. Again, thank you, West Coast. And TMG, I appreciate you guys so much for giving me this opportunity.
Sure. We love it. I mean, we like to travel, too. You know, I'm always trying to go somewhere and everything and try and get out of this hot-ass studio.
Oh, yeah. So this is my second trip on the past 2 weeks. So I just came from the DR with my son. They renewed their 5th anniversary in the DR. And when I tell you, I thought the DR was hot, it ain't nothing like Vegas. Vegas got this hot heat. I am currently in Vegas chilling and hanging with Fat Man West Coast and got me out here in this heat for the 4th of July, and I should have stayed back at the D. Oh, my goodness. I ain't never felt no heat like this.
Yeah,
I ain't staying
is...
at the scratch, you guys. I'm getting some cool air, but I did hang out with West Coast up in the studio, and when I tell you it's hot, it's hotter than a motherfucker.
Exactly. This kind of heat just lean on you. It just be like, hey,
it makes you rethink your life decisions.
Yeah, make you go, do I really need to go outside? You know what I'm saying? It
makes
you
fuck that job.
Nah, I'm cool. Yeah, fuck that job and shit. Man, fuck the papers. We gonna roll up and smoke it out of this fucking the toilet paper tube and shit. We gonna get creative up in this bitch. But you know, but so travel. What's going on? Do you can you kind of give us a synopsis on what's going on with the travel? I mean, I want to say in the world today, I know you can't speak for the world, but what do you think is going on with the travel today while we're getting...
Oh, the travel, if people are being stranded left and right, it's due to the weather. The weather, all these thunderstorms, is shutting down the planes. They can't take off, which means the people that's waiting on the planes to come in, they can't leave, so people are being stranded at the airport for days. They can't get a flight out, so they have to be either at the airport. If they don't have that extra money, they're going to be stuck at that airport not being able to get a room. It's like crazy. So what my recommendation would be is to get you a travel agent, because the travel agent does that work for you. You don't even pay the travel agent. The company pays the travel agent to book you. So it's asinine for you not to use a travel agent when you're going on vacation. You want to leave all of that stress to us, because you want to go on vacation and not have to worry about your flight changes. We as travel agents, when something happens on your flight, we take care of that for you. You're not on hold with Spirit or Delta trying to get customer service, because we are handling that for you. And when you're dealing with travel agents, we know to put travel protection in your package so that you won't have issues. And if you do have
issues, hold on. Let me hold on, because you on a roll, baby, and this, that, and the other. Hold on.
I'm on a roll.
You hear it, TNG? She was gone with it and shit.
She didn't even take a breath.
You know,
I gotta learn that for my raps.
You know what I'm saying? So hold on.
She's like twisted.
So, right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? She run around that area and everything. Shout out to everybody out there in Chicago. So when you say travel protection, what do you mean by travel protection? What the hell is that?
Travel protection, it protects your clients from if they have layovers, if they miss a flight, if they have bag loss, if they get sick and need to fly back home. That travel protection covers you. Hands down, international, I don't book any international trip without travel protection. So if you book it with me and you say I don't want travel protection and you going out the country, you're going to have to find somebody else to book that, because that insures you. If you get sick, injured, that travel protection would get you home without you having to spend that American Express. If you're overseas, your Blue Cross do not cover your medical expenses. American Express and cash is the only thing that they're accepting if you get injured. And
really?
That's a fact. Absolutely.
I mean, shit, cash talk everywhere, so that makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have to have that trip protection. Yep. If you're spending money on travel, you want to make a small investment. Less than $200 would get your trip covered. So if you have any delays, lost baggage, where you have to stay at a hotel because of a flight layover, all of that stuff is covered under trip protection. And if you don't have a travel agent, you probably wouldn't know that. So come on, book with us. Let us take care of that for you so we can relieve the stress off of you. That's what we're here for.
Wow.
Well, that's a perfect slogan. I like that. That should be your slogan. Come fuck with Trailer. Let me take the stress off of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come fuck with us. That's dope.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know TNG been talking about traveling and this, that, and the other. So, TNG, now it's the time for you to get your travel questions, you know what I'm saying, out and everything. Because I know you've been talking about, you know, taking a trip and everything like that and stuff. You've been getting ready to start doing these shows and and everything, you know what I'm saying? So you had a floor. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, so like what about like multi-flights? Say like I'm on tour and a lot of these dates sometime when you're a fresh out artist, they kind of like get there yourself and then we can get you right. Or some of those, you got to get to some of those venues yourself and then catch a tour bus from there. So like, what do you, you know what I'm saying? How would somebody go about multi-flights, things like that?
Multi-flights, we specialize, well, some of us specialize in multi-flights. Like if you need to go from Texas to Las Vegas, then to Cali,
Detroit,
I can make that happen
yeah.
for you. To Detroit. If you need to go to all those locations and you only may have a day layover, me being a travel agent, I can book those multi-flights for you. That way you're on point, you're on time, and you're going to be where you need to be at. And you're using a travel agent, it'll get you, it'll let you get that done without you stressing and looking up flights, because we take care of all that for you. It is possible.
So you like,
and
you
kind of
like my music manager.
Absolutely. I get you where you need to go.
For sure, for
absolutely.
Sure. And is it arm and a leg, or are you pretty reasonable? I mean, people understand you got to pay to play, and if you, you know, care about something, you know, you got to be able to invest in yourself. But I know some things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what does it look fare-wise? I know you said $200 total for your protection.
I'm
going to
say
so.
we don't control the flights. It's the federal. They set the prices. What we do is make sure that we give you the one-way or the nonstop flight that you need. We don't put add any money to that. The airlines and the resorts, they pay for those fees. It's all you have to do is let us know where you want to go. We don't, as travel agents, don't charge you anything. All our fees is built in with the company. They just want you to come and they want us to book you. So they take care of that. It's nothing that's going to cost you anything extra.
For sure, for sure. All right, I got two more questions.
Okay.
One,
I'm here
y'all
for
take
it.
Groupon. And two, do y'all got
we
refunds
don't
or it costs us?
No. If you're doing Groupon, you're going to have to book that yourself. And you're going to have to take
I'm
that
serious.
Risk that if you get down there and the room ain't what you want it to be, don't call me because I ain't booking.
They'll be looking like Martin Lawrence and then when they went on vacation to Hawaii.
Absolutely. You're going to get what you pay for. Yes, sir.
But what about refunds if something was to happen, you know what I'm saying, incarceration, sickness or something, and I booked those flights and cannot make it, or, you know what I mean?
That's where that trip protection comes in at. Trip protection will cover you if you have to cancel, and it depends on what type of trip protection. We have two. We have a future travel credit, and we have a cash back option. So if you want to pay a little extra, you can get the cash back option, which means that whatever you paid on that trip, you'll get all that back except for what you have to pay for the trip protection fee. So if you paid $1,500 and your trip protection was $200, you'll get back $1,300. That $200 will still go to the company for the trip protection, but that $1,300 will go back to your card.
Oh, yeah, that's
wow.
a deposit. Respect, respect. Question. What
yes.
about people who came from our TSA? I got a couple friends, you know, we be in the streets, and they might be a flight risk or on pro bono, you know what I mean? And what about private flights? Or do y'all specialize in that or what?
Well, we can get you, definitely get you a rental car if you need that rental car access. But we can charter you a private flight. Absolutely. You're going to pay to play, but we can definitely charter you a private flight.
Oh, we got it. We got it. We already know who in the group and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
oh, yeah.
We got that.
Yeah, we have
up.
Access
yeah, so.
To private flights. Yes, we do.
Yes,
oh,
sir. Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
I like her.
Yes,
I like her.
Right. I like her and everything. Yes, yes. So listen, y'all, if y'all just tuning in, hit us up at 563-999-3639. That's 563-999-3639. Press the one button. Let me know that you're in queue. Just don't be sitting there and shit and everything, because I will ask you to leave and everything because you're eating up all my Krispy Kremes and drinking up all my liquor. And stuff, you know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, we're going to pay some bills and we're going to be right back with the Travel Diva. So if you got any questions, things like that, because I'm telling y'all, she's dropping nothing but gold and jewels for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Make sure. And when we come back, we'll get all of her information so y'all can start following her. But right now, y'all can follow her on Instagram, Facebook. Where else can they follow you at?
That's it. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Treylo69, okay. Instagram, Treylo, Tracy Parker, Facebook.
Where did Treylo69 come from? I think we're going to have a little discussion about that and everything, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all, with more Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I love my damn job. I love my motherfucking job.
What? 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 What?
Let those
nasty
beat makers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mix it up, D-Duppy. You bad man.
You're rocking with the best. The best. The best.
Yo, boo, pick me a song, girly same thing.
I'll pick you up a pickle. Slow it up, you girly thing things.
You know that boy better not be up here in my house, and you better get him out of here before I call the cops on his ass.
Why you ain't in our business?
Get him out of my house right now.
No, why you always in our business?
Get your ass out of my house. Get out of my house.
Get your sorry ass out of my house. I said this is my house because it's my house and I'm going out. And if you keep on going, you're going away.
Like free morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
You're all I need to get by.
Anytime you need me, for real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these dogs so we can live in a fat crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the f***ing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to f*** with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to get you my n***a. Jones, for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 to 4/4, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you.
you know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go off.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired of. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you're missing. I can put in work in every position from the
kitchen table.
Travel Diva, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Trelo in the building, of course, you know what I'm saying? We got TNG in the house, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all may got some questions for her.
Yep.
So make sure y'all hit her up at 563-999-3639. That's 563-999-3639, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You got some questions for her and everything like that there, because I know she was saying how I can get a paycheck out of this. How can I get a paycheck out of traveling? I already know how I could get a paycheck and this and the other. I don't know if everybody else know how they could get a paycheck. You know what I mean? So maybe you need to wire them up, Diva, and tell them how they can get a paycheck.
You can get a paycheck by becoming a travel agent. Book travel for yourself, your friends, family, strangers. And after that travel is completed, you get your money. Mm. It's just that simple. Contact me.
Okay.
I'll link you up on my team. Let's do this. Get this money.
Okay. All right. Now, where can they find you at?
Money.
Get the money, TMG. Get the money. Yes.
That's right. Where can they find you at?
They can find me on Facebook, Trelo, Tracy Parker, or Instagram, Trelo69. Hit me on my inbox and let me know that you heard me talking on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with West Coast and TMG, and I will give you the plug, baby. Guess
okay.
That's simple.
All right.
So
that's what's up.
I'll even give out my telephone number. You can call me at 313-740-6260.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know everybody out there got a trip planned. They want to go somewhere. They got a bucket list y'all trying to complete.
Yes,
and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Go ahead. Ask your question. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I didn't have no questions. I was agreeing with you. I was just about to say that everybody got a bucket list or some type of travel. They, you know, dream place to fucking finally visit and shit. I was agreeing with you.
Right. So some of the places that, where what are some of the places that you booked that we could go you know, go exotic? What are some of the exotic places that you book?
Oh,
you
well, you can book Dubai. You can book Maldives or Maldives, however you want to pronounce it. You can book Paris for the people that want to go international. We can do West Keys if you want to be on the beach by some water. We can do Myrtle Beach. We can go real local and do Vegas, which is my second home. I'm in Vegas at least four times a year. I may be coming out here a little bit more now. I done hooked up with West Coast. We about to set up this couples retreat destination. We got that going on. I had to slip that in West Coast. I know you're going to announce it later. But we done linked up. But we about to, do our first trip in December. It's going to be hot.
Ma'am.
It's going to be better than amazing for all these couples. Some people may be in trouble, want to rekindle. We're going to have some couples games going on and giveaways, and it's going to be better than amazing. We're going to do some spa retreats. We got a lot of stuff planned, so you know you guys want to stay in touch with West Coast and Trelo. It's going to be hot, I'm telling you.
That's right.
We got it.
We got the formula and everything, you know what I'm saying? But that's
absolutely, because
Ms. Trelo is teaching the formula. Now, that's the one thing that drew me to her and drew us together was that she was teaching, she was nurturing, she was out in the community. I think she has, like, I don't know how many people you have up under you now that's following you and following your training and everything like that. Kind of explain that, because you do more than just book travel.
Oh yeah, I have a team of travel agents that's under me. I have so far about maybe 20 people that I'm working closely with, hand in hand. Yeah, I have a little team. You know, I could be larger, but I'm working with the people that I have, and my travel agents are better than amazing. That is another source of income that you can get. You can create a team and, you know, get you know, money by building a team. But my main focus is travel. I like to teach travel. I like to book travel. You know, I'm passionate about travel. So when I talk about it, it's natural for me because that's my passion. You know, I'm a travel agent at heart. You know, even when my kids were little, before I became a travel agent, they went on cruises. They did vacations, so they know the travel agent lifestyle. They travel. You know, we just came back from the DR with my son, all my grandkids. I got 5 grandkids now. All of them have passports, and the last 2 is only 3 months. So my whole family has passports, a baby. So, you know, if you don't have your passport and you an adult, you better get it. So you can get out get out here in these international and global streets. You know, it's okay to do these local trips, but you want to experience the world. When I tell you, when I stayed at the Dreams Monaco, it's a 5-star hotel. And like I told people on my Facebook Live, for me, it was a 4-star because I'm a foodie at heart, and the food sucks for me, so I gave it a 4-star. But the resort.
What, had no season in the summer? It was just weird.
Yes, that food had to be A1. If you're going to be a 5-star, that food got to match the property, and that food wasn't right. So I was disappointed. Everywhere I went, I was disappointed. They had the sushi, they had the hibachi, they had the lobster. They had all of that. Everything was trash to me. So, you know, for me,
man, that's crazy.
You know, coming
that's
from,
crazy.
You know,
Templeton
restaurant, baby, the food, I was like, I could
have
just brought my pizza
left
with me.
I'd
and
have
been
to go
good.
Get me one of the little hood hotels.
Yeah, you're going to need to be in the hood, you know, where they sell the local food. That's what we should have tried, but But, you know, just the property itself, you know, my son, they had, him and his family, they had swim-out suites. So we partied in they pooled. It was 3 rooms that was connected. His mother-in-law, her cousin, my son, they all had swim-out suites that was connected. And so we took over that whole section, and we just partied and had a good time. You know, it's stuff like that. And then they was booked in the the butler suite category. So they have butler service at their beck and call. They download the WhatsApps, and whenever they needed something, if they was in a pool and they wanted a drink, they hit that button and the butler called to check on them, brought them drinks directly to the pool. Now, if that's not service and that's not when you travel, that's how you want to travel. So, you know, by booking that, when I book international trips and my people say that they want to experience something they never experienced, they get in that butler suite category. If I'm booking international, like I travel.
Check that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys are definitely going to do that international butler suite.
You're right. Yes. You're right. Because I didn't been a travel agent and I haven't experienced this. Boy, this gonna make me call my upline.
He said, I got to level up. I got to take my levels again. I'm
exactly.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? I stepped my game up. But it's all good. So what you're basically telling everybody, Ms. Trelo, is that the dream is possible. You can go on that dream trip, make it feasible, and this, that, and the other. Wait a minute. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they have a payment plan that you can get on?
Yes. If your trip is within 45 days out, so say if you got a trip in December and you want to go somewhere now, you get in touch with me. I can put you in wherever you want to go with a low deposit for maybe $100 to $200 down, and you have all the way up until November to make that payment. So we do offer payment plans. You can't book with Expedia on a payment plan. When you book with Expedia, they want all their money up front. You hear me?
That's true. That is true. That's what I'm talking about. I be trying to get on the payment plan. You know, so I can
get the payment plan.
You know, I may not have all of it. You know, I may not have all of it, but I can put a little something on it. You know what I mean? And everything. You know what I'm saying? And with the thing with the passports, you know what I'm saying? What about us brothers that owe food stamps and shit and child support and everything? Can we still get a passport? Can we get an emergency passport?
You can get an emergency passport if you don't have any like felony convictions. And it depends on what type of felony conviction. So that, you know, is a touchy situation. So it depends on the type of felonies that you have and child support, how much you owe. So I do know if you owe over $50,000 in child support, don't apply for a passport because you're going to be rejected, because they figure if you can take that passport money and go out of town, you can pay that child support. So if you have $49.99, go ahead and apply. You will get in. But $50,000 or more, don't waste your money.
So on the felony, most likely is more what, like murder, shit like that, compared to like a little drug charge and shit?
Yes. A more serious charge, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just asking for a friend and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was asking for a friend. He's my friend.
Right. I do help people get their passports too. So if you call me and you're having trouble getting the passports, just call me and I'll guide you through that passport process.
It was for my friend.
And everything. I also heard you do taxes too.
Oh yeah, I've been doing taxes for over 20 years. I am certified, licensed, and bonded. I do have my own tax business as well. So yeah, I'm multi-talented.
Okay, all right.
He said, I'm your one-stop shop for sure.
Can you help me save on my auto insurance and shit?
Well, I can't help you save on your auto insurance, but if you got a home-based business, I can help you write it off.
Can I get some car shield and shit for you? Where they do that at and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, listen, my thing is, listen, y'all, if y'all just tuned in, y'all missing it. Travel Diva is just turning us on to so much. You need to hit her up at 563-999-3639. Now, remember, if you missed this interview, It'll replay right after the show is over, so you can't miss the interview. You can watch it, or you can listen to it later on this evening. You can listen to it tomorrow or the next day or something like that. But she is definitely giving you the game of traveling.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. We don't get it like this in the morning, this early in the morning and everything. You know what I'm saying? 9:49 a.m., 93 degrees out here. You know what I'm saying? And we getting ready for the 4th of July fireworks and everything out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? This evening.
So what
I'll
you
going to
do, West Coast?
As far
you
as
gonna
like,
watch them, you gonna let you gonna watch the
oh yeah,
gonna watch
be,
the
oh
state
yeah,
city
be
fireworks
them.
Or
yeah,
are
no,
you
I'm
gonna
be
out there
them.
Fucking around, popping them and running yourself?
No, hell no, y'all look here, look here, West Coast be out there popping fireworks and this that the other fall out of the street this whole block. Go ahead to come out and help me get up. And just, Daddy. West Coast out there laying on the ground. You know that nigga ain't laying on that hot ass ground. Oh, yes, I am. I just fell out and everything and stuff
Boiling.
Like that. Y'all be careful. All my people out there that take medication, be careful because you're taking this medication to getting out in this heat, your ass
Amen.
Will pass the hell out. Trust me, I know. You'll be on the city bus and be to call yourself, you did nod it off. You passed out on the city bus, nigga, and now you all the way across town. Bus driver waking you up talking about, hey, this is the last stop.
Yeah, the bus depot. Yeah, the bus depot. They done cleaned the bus and everything.
This is the last stop. You waking up like, no, no. Wake up, big fella. This is the last stop. Shit, I get here. You know what I mean? That's because the medication that knocked you out. So, just a little tip from your Uncle Fat Man. Hospital next to me and everything. So, Miss Diva, tell everybody again. Tell everybody again how they can find you.
You can reach me on Facebook at Trelo Tracy Parker. You can catch me on Instagram at Trelo69. You can also contact me by phone 313-740-6260.
Okay. Now the demographic on this, for your retreats and things like that there, what is the age group?
The age group that we're going to focus on is going to be anywhere from 35 to 60, because we want to make sure we get the younger generations as well as the older couples to kind of rejuvenate that kick, that vibe that they had, you know, when they first met. So we're doing, you know, we're going to do interaction games. We're going to let couples go on their own. But we're also going to have things that are going to, when they get there, you know, we're going to have goodie bags for them where they can open those bags and go play some games and get to know each other again and bring that spark back.
Okay.
So that's what we're focusing on.
Can I chime in? I got a question. I noticed you said your age group is 35 to 60, correct?
Yes.
Now, is that, because you said the younger generation, is that where you feel, depending how long they've been together or how deep the relationship is, do you feel 35, if you're married, been together 5 years or longer, is the good age to help that? Or, because what would be the difference between a 35-year-old couple or a 25-year-old couple, 28 or what have you, you know what I mean?
I'm thinking more because the younger couples are, you know, maybe not as committed for me. You know, as a 35-year-old that's been with somebody for 5 or 10 years, you know, they may be losing that spark. You know, some of the younger couples could, you know, be in that grown-up stage, you know, but I'm thinking the more mature, you know, crowd would be the 35. But, you know, if I'm wrong, if you want to come at 25, come on through, you know, rekindle that. But I'm just looking at more, you know, the older people that, you know,
probably
been with their mate longer that want to rekindle that and, you know, get an outside opinion on, you know, what can bring back that spark in that relationship, you know.
Yeah, the type that can go to the club and got to wear the suits and dress up nice, not casual.
Right.
That is. You know what I mean? That's a hell of a concept and everything. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the cruise industry. Now, is the cruise industry really as safe as they say it is when you're on them ships? I mean, we get a lot of news. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Finish it up.
Okay, I say because we're getting a lot of news, you know, about, you know, I mean, just the thing that, the things that go wrong does go wrong that you never would think that would go wrong. You know what I mean? So how, I mean, are we really that safe, or are we just taking that chance, or what?
Okay, well, I'm going to say from a cruise expert, I am a cruise specialist as well, and again, I just came back off of a cruise in May. I did a five-day cruise on Carnival. We went to Grand Turk and Amber Cove, DR. We had an amazing time. The food on the cruise was better than my five-star hotel, I might say. But I would say it's safe. For me, it's safe. And again, you want to use your brain when you're traveling. You want to pay attention to your surroundings. You know, if you're scared of that water, falling in that water, don't go so close to the rails. Like, I love water, but I'm scared of it. So when I'm taking my pictures and I want to see the ocean background, I'm not standing at that rail. I'm going to stand at least 3 or 4 feet away from that rail in case that ship shifts. I won't fall in that water. I'm going to fall on the flow, but I won't be in that water. So just use caution, you know. The sanitation on the cruise is like the pandemic never happened, so it was no mask. People were still doing buffet style, going to get your food. They had hand sanitation around the different food areas if you chose to use it. It wasn't mandatory. I didn't get sick. Again, I was there for 5 days. I didn't see a bunch of people coughing and, you know, looking like they were sick. But again, that's a choice that you have to take when you're traveling. Even if you go to the grocery store locally, you know, people don't wear masks and you could get sick at the grocery store. So to me, I would say use your better judgment. Wash your hands often, you know, which we should be doing that anyway before we're eating. And, you know, don't touch your eyes and your face, you know.
Right.
But just use common sense when you're traveling, you know, just living. You know, wash your hands. And for me, it was safe. I would tell people, by me going on that cruise and experiencing it, this is my first cruise after the pandemic. So for me, I can say it was safe for me. I wouldn't have booked anybody else on a cruise if I didn't feel comfortable going myself. So that's why I went. So now I'm ready to book cruises for other people. And again, I got a cruise coming up. It's going to be in January of 2024, and it's going to be better than amazing. And I'll have that uploaded on my page. So, you know, you guys, once y'all check my page out, y'all see that cruise detail coming next week. So, but yeah, I'm going to be booking cruises for people. And I have
already started.
Can you
put the cruise on layaway too?
Cruise on layaway, deposits, and again, you have 45 days until the trip is to take off to make your final payment. So my January cruise that's coming, you guys got all the way until November before you have to make your final payment. So, yeah, $50 down, hold your spot.
So you wouldn't take no pictures like Jack on the Titanic hanging off the front or nothing like that?
Oh, no, I'm not that adventurous, but if you want to do it at your own risk. Don't say the Travel Diva told you to do that. I wouldn't suggest that. Photoshop it. Take a picture of yourself, take a picture of that front thing, and Photoshop it. That's what I would recommend. Yeah, we ain't doing that.
So would you say that starting a home-based business is a good investment in as far as in your generational wealth these days?
It's the only way to create generational wealth, because you're working for a company, you would never get the money and the freedom, time freedom that you need working for somebody else, because you'll never be as rich as them. They're not going to pay you enough to get to their level. So you creating a home-based business, it's so much tax benefits, it's so much time freedom to have from working for yourself, you know. And if you treat it like a hobby, it's going to pay you like a hobby. But if you run that home-based business like a business, it's going to pay you just like a business. You ain't got, like for me, being a travel agent, home-based, I'm in Vegas right now and I'm working. I was in the DR booking trips, you know, on my downtime. So you can work from anywhere in the world when you have a home-based business. If you have a cell phone and a laptop, computer, you can do it. You know, home-based business, for me, that's the way to go if you're trying to create generational wealth. Yes.
Okay. Well, you had said about the tax write-off. I don't think a lot of people
It ain't that they're lazy, they don't have the time, because a lot of people are interested in things like that, hear about it a lot. And right now, like you said, the way to survive in this world is starting a home-based business, because the man, Uncle Sam, and all the other motherfuckers ain't helping and giving you shit.
You know,
your
401k
probably ain't even there for you, no matter how long you wait to retire. Retirement age went up to like 68 now. So, honestly, working for the man is a tired out thing, you know what I mean? So, I think what it is for some people, if you want to expound on this for me, they don't know. They don't have the information or the knowledge of what that home-based business can bring you, doing like the tax write-offs and all the other different things, because they're not well-knowledged. No one ever broke it down. So, again, for them, like you said, it could be a hobby or something they want to do, but they're scared, and they're like, it becomes like a side hustle because they still got to work that 9-to-5 due to, I don't think I can just jump into this right now. And, you know, so is there a way you can kind of expand on, like, the differences of that home business, that trade-offs, and the benefit?
Yes. So a lot of people that's working regular jobs, they don't probably really care about the home-based business if they have minor children, because they're looking at that earned income credit, so they're getting this $1,500 or $3,500 per kid. So they're getting all this extra money that one time a year, you know. So if you got minor kids, you know, you're probably not looking at the home-based business. But if you're grown, your kids are grown, you don't have any dependents to write off, getting a home-based business, you can write off your car. If you driving your car, you know, running your home-based business, you can write off the interest of that car. You can write off gas. You can write off repairs, because you have to have your car accessible to you in order for you to conduct your home-based business. If you have a cell phone, if you pay $1,000 for that iPhone 12, you can write that off, because you have to have communication in order to run your home-based business. That monthly fee that you're paying on that cell phone, the insurance that you're paying on that cell phone. If, like me, if you're a travel diva, you have to have cable because you need the Weather Channel. So if you got a $200 cable bill, that whole tax, whole cable bill is a write-off. You know,
man,
if you taking, like me, I'm talking business. So this whole Las Vegas trip has become a travel expense for me. I'm doing research and development right now. So my anything I eat, whatever I spend, lifts, this whole trip is now a tax write-off for me with my business. So when I mean, it's better than amazing when you can write off everything that you do, you know,
that's tied
to your business. It's a business expense. And as long as you got your receipts and you get audited, you good, because you can prove exactly what you're writing off. Absolutely. So it's a benefit,
right,
especially for those that don't have the dependents, the people that's making over $150,000 that's paying all this extra taxes. You know, you get your home-based business, you can write off all of that, you know, all of the expenses that you have to bring your tax liability down. Absolutely.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. See, now you're getting into the meat and potatoes when you say tax liability and things like that. I think we as our black people, we miss out because of the words that are being used, and we don't understand the lingo. We don't understand the transformation when it's being transferred from person to person. And this and the other, some people can't just sit and listen. You have to honestly show them. You have to honestly work it out or something like that there. You know what I'm saying? Should we feel bad because of that, because we don't know the lingo or anything like that? Because usually that's what stops a person from getting into a business.
Absolutely. Because they think they probably going to have to pay more in taxes. But for those pet lovers, if you have a dog and you running your business at home, you now have canine security that you can write off. Dog food, vet bills. If you have somebody walk your dog, watch your dog while you're on vacation, you can write all of that off. Anything pertaining to that dog, he is your canine security for your home protection. You can write that whole dog off. Even if you paid $5,000 for him, you can write him off.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Man.
But no, I know what you're saying, West Coast. What you're saying is the ignorance of some people. Should we feel bad as black people that when those big words are being used, that, you know, some of us from the ghetto or very well educated still don't understand the lingo of that business? So it's like, don't think we ignorant. You can say it a different way. I ain't dumb. And it's like, no, it's just, I'm just talking. You know what I mean? So that's what he was saying. Like, should we feel bad because
you know what I'm saying, I might not be well versed in the Webster like you are when you speak on the type of topics that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Because I know she was using certain terminology and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And it kinda, you know, so you see how brothers get quiet and shit, they go, Yeah, amen. Right, facts. You know what I'm saying?
They were like, for sure.
It's kinda like, fuck, it's tax liability and this. Oh, now I didn't have an accident. Now I got to pay insurance and shit. So
you gotta
that's
get
why I'm glad
you start looking for the pages.
A lot of people don't explain it like you do and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So that's the
absolutely
one thing that we like about the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You learn something. Whenever we bring our guests on, we learn, you know what I'm saying? And we can never, never, never learn enough, you know what I mean? So so my big question is, for Ms. Trelo, you got any Formula One tickets and Super Bowl tickets?
I can get them if that's where you want to go. We also handle tickets, concerts, amusement parks. We are a full-blown travel agency service. Wherever you want to go, bus, trains, automobiles, I book train trips to Chicago. I book group trips, girls trips, wherever you want to go. I got a group coming down here in October to see Ursha. So we good. I'll be back here in October, if not sooner. So, I mean, anything
man,
you want to do, call me.
You one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
See the nigga in the alley pop up in a little trench coat. Like, what you need? What you got? I got it out. What you got? You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
Absolutely.
Man. I got tickets by the plane. You know what I'm saying? No,
I had a girlfriend. I ain't gonna call her out because she might be listening. But she was like, "Oh my God!" She said, "You a social worker? You a travel agent? You a notary? You do taxes?" She said, "You doing too much." I had to put on my cash doll voice. I said, "Me, I ain't doing enough. What are you talking about?"
You know what I'm saying? Yes, you ain't lying. You got it.
Man, you're a social worker. You can scare some of these. You can do a scare straight program. Some of these badass kids.
Absolutely.
I can help you take them on vacation. Because I can help you take them on vacation. And I can help you scare them niggas straight. What you need? Like,
that's
maybe
right.
Come
whatever you need.
Up, pick
I
your
got
ass
you
up.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
man.
I think it's just we got a... We appreciate you coming on the show. We got 22 minutes left in the show. What would be the last thing that you want everybody to know before you get up out of here, before we all get up out of here and everything, about the travel business and traveling going into 2024? Because we're only, we're less than just about 6 months away from 2024?
Yeah.
So what would you want somebody to know about traveling? What do they need to know that they didn't know? Or you know what I'm saying about what to expect, what's to come. What is your prediction?
I would definitely say if you're dreaming of something that you always wanted to do, a location, do not hesitate. Get in touch with a travel agent, even if it's not me. Talk to somebody, let them know where you want to go. Get a plan of action, you know, get your deposits down, you know, save you about $250 per person if you're doing double occupancy, which is two people on the reservation, and put that deposit down. Schedule those payments, you know, set up something in your phone where, you know, next month I got to send my travel agent $100. Go on that dream vacation. If you plan ahead, you can go. And a lot of people thinking those trips is not affordable. But if you do a deposit, you have time to pay. I would suggest anywhere from 6 months to a year, depends on your package that you're trying to spend. And you can go on those trips. So don't sell yourself short. Don't think too small. Think big. Wherever you want to go, you can go. You know, you just have to prepare for it. You plan ahead. You know, get in touch with somebody. Don't be scared to ask, you know, a travel agent or do a little research yourself and see if you can afford this. This is something you want to do. Again, schedule ahead. Get you a travel agent because they can help you with the
trip protections. They can kind of tell you what you need if you're doing international destination entry information that you may need. Because I'm gonna tell a little story before I get off. My son, okay. They had issues getting into the Dominican Republic because they have to have an e-ticket. The travel agents that they use, which they didn't go through me, unfortunately, the travel agents okay. that they used didn't tell them they needed an e-ticket, so they missed their flight. So they couldn't get down there the day that they needed to be down there. But, normally when you have a travel agent, that travel agent will tell that client, you need an e-ticket to get into this country. Make sure you have your e-ticket. So all of that planning that you're supposed to be doing, that travel agent is your thinker. All of that stuff is to be taken care of for you, so you don't have to worry about issues like that. So if you get you a certified travel agent to book your trips, when you have issues, call that travel agent. That's what they're paid for, to make sure your trip is smooth sailing. You don't have to worry about calling to check on the next flight because the travel agent will take care of all of that for you. So plan ahead, get your deposits ready, and take that trip that you always wanted.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your professional travel business, your home-based professional travel business with us, and letting us know how to get started, where to get started, and who to get started with.
Absolutely. Like said, Thank you guys for having me.
Tell us once again how they can get in touch with you.
You can reach me on Facebook at Trelo Tracy Parker or Instagram Trelo 69. Telephone number 313-740-6260. Holler at your girl Trelo, the travel diva.
All right. Well, listen, y'all, we appreciate you coming on, and we definitely appreciate y'all listening. Y'all showing that love like we always do on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Yes. Well, listen, y'all, we're going to start sliding away up out of here and everything. We want y'all to have a happy and safe 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you arrive alive. Don't be drinking and driving. Don't take no wooden nickels. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your family today. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be yelling at them kids like that. Get them some fireworks. All they want is fireworks.
So they don't burn up shit and everything. But listen, if you got a loved one out there or somebody that you know that's spending today alone, give them a call and let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You know what I'm saying? You never know how much that will make their day and make them feel a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Because on these holidays, a lot of people feel alone and left out and things like that because they're not getting invited or, you know, and they're not being asked to come to the barbecue or the backyard boogie or whatever they want, whatever y'all want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So just call them and say, hey, man, or hey, girl, or hey, motherfucker, you all right? It's, you know,
hey, little dude.
Hey, little nigga.
Nah, you're right. You can save a life, man. You don't know what they're going through, how hard it may be for them this year because all their kids out the house or, you know, grandparents, what have you, they not, like you said, accessible to their family or old friends or what have you on these certain holidays and stuff like that. So, amen. Make sure you do reach out. Like you said, you can save a life. You don't know what it'll do, the difference it makes.
So, other than that, y'all, thank y'all for listening. Thanks to Travel Diva and everything for coming by and kicking it with us and everything like that. I'm going to get her out of this hot-ass studio. Back to her room and stuff like that there, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, love, peace, and hair grease. We're going to catch y'all tomorrow morning. We'll be back again, same place, same time, doing the same thing once again. You know what I'm saying? So for myself, Fat Man West Coast.
And your boy Detroit, aka TNG.
Yeah, we the hell up out of here, y'all. All right. Alright then. We'll catch y'all next time. Alright? Peace.
With all due respect, I don't have pity for you black niggas. That's the way I feel. Screaming Black Lives Matter, all the black guys rather be deadbeats than pay your bills. Yelling nigga this and nigga that. Call everybody nigga and get a nigga mad. As soon as I say nigga, then everyone react. Wanna swing at me and call me racist cause I ain't black. Pound that then. Talking about slavery like you was around back then. Like you was picking cotton off the fucking ground back then. Like you was on the plantation getting down back then. Alright, look, I see a black man aiming his gun, but I'd rather see a black man claiming his son. And I don't mean just for one day and you done. I mean, you still trapped in a rut. And I work my ass off and pay my taxes for what? So you can keep living on free government assistance, food stamps for your children, but you still trying to sell them for some weed and some liquor, or a fucking babysitter while you party on the road, cause you ain't got no fucking goals. You already late. You motherfuckers need to get your damn priorities straight. Wait, it's like you're proud to be fake, but you lazy as fuck. And you rather sell drugs than get a job and be straight. And then you turn around and complain about the poverty rate. Fuck out of my face. You can't escape problems. You can pray for some change, but can't break a dollar. Got nobody else to blame, so you blame Donald. They fuck the world with a Make America Great condom. My boy's been back. I'm not racist, my sister's boyfriend's black. I'm not racist, my sister-in-law's baby cousin Tracy got a brother and his girlfriend's black. My head's in the cloud. Heard it's not enough jobs for all the men in your house. Maybe we should build a wall to keep the Mexicans out. Or maybe we should send them all to the ghetto for now. I'm not racist. And I never lied, but I think there's a disconnect between your culture and mine. I worship the Einsteins, study the Steve Jobs, but you ride Tupac's dick like he was a fucking god, oh my god. And all you care about is rapping and stunting and being ratchet, and that's the nigga within you. Music rotting your brain and slowly start to convince you. Then you let your kids listen and then the cycle continues. Blame it all on the menu, blame it on those drinks, blame it on everybody except for your own race. Blame it on white privileges, blame it on white kids, and just blame it on white citizens. Aim it to vice president. Watch your class clown. Niggas kneeling on the field, that's a flag down. How dare you try to make demands for this money? You gon' show us some respect, you gon' stand for this country, nigga. I'm not racist, I'm just prepared for this type of war. I heard Eminem's rap at the awards. Who's he fighting for? Y'all can take that motherfucker too.